I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Passerville City Council discuss Larry Moore Park and County Homeless Compact. Sheriff's Office releases more information on deputy-involved shooting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the low 60s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetta Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's lengthy agenda contains several discussion items and public hearings. One public hearing is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding signs, continued from its previous April 7th meeting. A discussion item is also the revitalization concept to Larry Moore Park. Since 2024, the city has met with stakeholders and community members of the surrounding neighborhood regarding a sizable revitalization of Larry Moore Park. With youth athletic fields, the development also includes lighted ball fields, a rectangular field, bleachers, playground areas, a rock climbing area, new restrooms and storage areas, and a connection to the Riverwalk Trail system. Lastly, the city will discuss joining the county's Regional Homelessness and Affordable Housing Compact, a joint effort with the seven cities to address homelessness through a strengthened collaboration. The County Public Works Department announced shoulder repairs will continue on Peachy Canyon Road, which may result in traffic delays. Work will start April 27th and continue through June 12th. Delays and work will only be performed on weekdays, 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. There will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Sheriff's Office releases update on deputy-involved shooting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy-involved shooting that occurred on April 19th. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo from a report of a family disturbance. The report said an adult male was inside the apartment threatening to kill his mother. Deputies contacted the suspect in the doorway of the ground floor apartment. The suspect then retreated inside, armed himself with a shotgun, and pointed it at the deputies, the sheriff's office says. At that point, the shooting occurred. The suspect fired his shotgun at deputies, and they returned fire, striking the suspect. Although life-saving measures were attempted, the suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. No deputies were injured. The suspect was identified as 48-year-old Joseph Munoz, who had prior convictions for domestic battery, felony DUI, felony possession of a controlled substance for sale, and more. Supervisor Bruce Gibson has released a detailed statement on his 32 years of making decisions for land use and housing in San Luis Obispo County. Gibson has released a full 45-page document of his reflections from 1994 to 2026 and a shortened, summarized version on the county's website. Gibson's summary says that housing production in California has not kept up with the population growth. Additionally, Gibson says simply building more housing of all types has not been shown to improve housing affordability. He cites that wealth and income inequality in communities are strongly correlated with housing unaffordability, especially in a desirable location such as San Luis Obispo County. Gibson says that local decision makers haven't set enough policy goals specifically, and that policies should be informed by a significantly expanded database of housing and economic information. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is offering free summer child care for students enrolled in TK through middle school. Through the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities program, families can gain access to full-day summer care at no cost. Hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday to Friday, June 15th through July 28th. Summer care programs are hosted at Winifred Pfeiffer, Glenn Speck, and Virginia Peterson Elementary. Additionally, in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of North San Luis Obispo County, the Tom Moss Clubhouse is also offering another high-quality option for families. As of the announcement by PRJUSD, there are 550 spots available. Enrollment will continue on a first-come, first-served basis. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Mariners 6-4, the Blue Jays over the Angels 5-2, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 12-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Blue Jays, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs tonight, the Lakers will face the Rockets. In California news, prosecutors have laid out the alleged timeline of alt-pop singer David's murder of a 14-year-old girl in Los Angeles County. David Burke, in 2022, had been making his own music to accompany video game montages online. One of his songs, Romantic Homicide, went viral. Around 2023, prosecutors say he began the sexual abuse of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was a runaway 13-year-old at the time. Prosecutors allege Burke murdered Rivas Hernandez in April 2025 and mutilated her remains about a month later. Her body wasn't discovered until September 8, 2025. Another Democrat has announced their campaign suspension for California governor. Betty Yee, a former state controller, announced on Monday she is suspending her campaign. Yee's campaign office says she lagged behind in fundraising since entering into the contest in 2024. Documents in an ongoing lawsuit from California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Amazon have been unsealed. Bonta alleges Amazon pressures competing companies to increase prices on their websites so that Amazon cannot be undercut by competitors. The hearing for the preliminary injunction is in July. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins updated Congress on efforts to keep New World screwworm out of the U.S. The secretary told House Ag Appropriators that USDA has made substantial progress in keeping NWS out of the country at a time when cattle herds here are at their lowest levels in 75 years.
We have significantly expanded sterile fly dispersal capacity, about 100 million. We have advanced next generation tools working with the EPA. We have strengthened surveillance and screenings along the border.
And unlike last year, Secretary Rollins didn't call out Mexico for not cooperating with USDA's action plan to combat the screwworm.
We have been working very closely with the state, the country of Mexico, the state of Tamaulipas. We've secured new emergency youth authorizations for prevention and treatment, completed audits, again, deploying a lot of USDA staff into Mexico.
Now, according to officials, New World screwworm has been reported only 90 miles south of the U.S. border. Now, keep in mind that the secretary said a year ago that since the screwworm threatens the U.S. livestock industry, it threatens the stability of U.S. beef prices, which, of course, remains a very politically sensitive issue.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry into the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continue to hang on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. I think we felt better about it the last 2 years, said Aaron Barcelos, a partner in the family-owned A-Bar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had the imported grass and were finding better markets. California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day. Highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly cloudy on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, low 70s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, low 70s on Monday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy with rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 621.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Retail sales jumped 1.7% in March, a sign Americans were spending more on gasoline but were able to do so as tax refunds came in. Excluding autos, the increase was 1.9%, and core retail sales, which excludes car sales and gasoline, were up just 0.7%. Economists were predicting an overall 1.4% jump, but up only 0.2%, excluding auto sales and gasoline. Apple shares are little changed following news that CEO Tim Cook will step down and will be succeeded by John Ternus, head of Apple's hardware division, on September 1st. United Health shares are higher. Its earnings for the recent quarter were stronger than expected, and there are signs of a turnaround. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
If you're looking for an easy place for lunch, well, Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks neighborhood, not that far from downtown Paso Robles, and they have local favorites like grilled prawn cob salad, a cowboy Cuban with a brisket and pulled pork, and smash burger with two patties. That's not too bad, and the very popular beer-battered fish and shrimp and the shrimp tacos. So, it's right there for you, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lots of parking. And remember, all the food is made fresh. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, I think, is ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Barry is back. He'll be on Protecting What Matters. And first up will be Megan Barth, Executive Editor, California Globe. And this is very timely, considering the bill trying to do harm to people such as Nick Shirley, specializing in investigative journalism. And there, then Larry Nissenson, and Chief Commercial Officer, and Andy Freeman, Corporate Development and Brand Strategy Leader, Assured Allies. They'll fill you in on everything on that. Also, little update here on Paso Robles native Dylan Beavers playing for the Baltimore Orioles last night. He was batting third. He was DHing, and Linda and I were watching the game for a while. Then I had to go to bed. The O's were down 1-0. I think I went to bed in the fifth or sixth inning. And lo and behold, this morning, Dylan got the go-ahead run for the Baltimore Orioles. He was ended up 1-for-5 and a run scored with the RBI, and the Orioles came back to win 7-5. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, there you go. Let's see here. A quick email. Larry Moore Park. All right. That area is a magnet for the homeless. We should not put any money into it. Well, I can't say. I haven't been over there since we moved out of town. We used to go over there in that area quite a bit and so forth and so on. So I don't know. For you people over there in the area, you would know more than I would. But I'm assuming that this person that sent the email in perhaps lives in the area. So anyway, the council will discuss it tonight, just like the homeless thing. Also, the story that Chris did on the the human debris who is not breathing and wasting oxygen anymore. Joseph Munoz, 48, who was shot by the officer. Thank goodness that all the law enforcement are okay, but I know that it's not easy for them to go through this. But here is this fine person who is not breathing oxygen anymore. Let's see here. He was known to law enforcement. That's always a nice thing, to be known to law enforcement. That's it's a close relationship. Convictions for felony domestic battery, felony DUI, felony possession of a controlled substance for sale, a felony conviction for voluntary manslaughter, in which he served approximately 12 years in prison. Well, he is no longer a threat to the public, although I'd like to know a couple of things. What was his status as far as Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America? And if he's a felony convicted, how did he get his gun? How did he get his shotgun? I don't think we'll ever find out that information, but I think the public, at least I would like to know. All right, what was this? These people with this going into your sites and telling, hey, your site looks great, but hey, I can help you with more. Do you ever get that stuff? Well, you don't have a site for yourself, do you,
Chris? No, I don't have a website, so I don't get that kind of stuff.
It just, I just want to reach through and choke them. That's, I don't know. All right, let's see. What else do we have? I will tie this in sometime today with Chris. You said Bruce Skipson had a 35-page letter.
It was a little more than that, 45 pages. It was detailing his 32 years in, office around the county.
That's very nice. I'll read it after I get done cleaning out the litter box later today. Let's see. Oh, I know what it was, because Chris did the story on this today. And again, one of my favorite words to use, especially when it's coming from the public sector. It is a free summer child care program for Paso Robles students in transitional kindergarten through middle school, providing full daycare and enrichment opportunities throughout the summer. These programs are designed to support working families while keeping students engaged, active, and connected outside the school year. They're looking for some, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis, as Chris indicated. However, again, being nosy, I mean, it's terrible to be nosy with our money, but I wonder what this is costing the taxpayers to do this free program. Again, I've said it for many, many years, and I will continue to say it. I think we need to get rid of the word free. How about neighbor-supported, taxpayer-supported, et cetera, et cetera? Because people have been in grind, it's been pounded into their brain, free, 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 free. If you've ever seen some of these kind of comical interviews on new shows and so forth and so on, you've probably seen them on YouTube or wherever on the social media. These people, well, I got it from that. They don't say where they get it from. Somebody gave it to me. No, the taxpayers had it taken from them so you can get it. And once in a while, a show of appreciation would be nice instead of complaining or wanting more and so forth. But maybe by getting rid of the word free, we can pound it into their heads, because apparently they're not being taught it in school, that it ain't free. It's not free. Somebody is paying for it. But nope, it's free. There's over 550 spots available for this enrichment. Again, love to see the numbers on what it costs. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. On the text, at least he finally paid his debt to society. Well, he has done harm to society. He's 47 years old, hasn't accomplished anything in life except be a total well, more than a pain in the neck. I mean, he's served 12 years for manslaughter. I don't know what damage he did to other people by selling drugs. Obviously, he's saving us money now because he's gone. Or not he. He's not. Those people, I don't consider them humans. They're just damn animals and a waste of time. Waste of time. All right. I'm going to tie this in. I'm going to try and tie this in anyway with Brucey's, the pirate, on his part of his 35-page, whatever it is. And he mentioned the housing. And, Chris, I forget, what was he? Do you have the exact quote he mentioned on housing?
Which one? There's quite a bit there when it comes to housing. The whole thing is about housing, I should say.
Well, he said something about, I'm not going to say it jumped out at me, but I was listening somewhat closely, and I thought, well, okay. So that has been on his bucket list for many, many years, just like the homeless. And as we know, when he was running last time, his 15-year program wasn't working too well. And apparently the same type of effort he put into housing hasn't been working too well and so forth and so on. So you hear about many reasons for the high cost of housing. And if you look deep into it, I mean, you know, in some cases you have mortgage rates, and just the plain fact that where you decide or want to live is going to be based on a few things, but you have a lot of things tied in with government, and this is restrictive zoning, and you also have the permitting fees and all the other things that go along with it that are instituted in many cases from the local jurisdictions. And in the state of California, you have concerns of property taxes. So government, once again, helps inflict, and then they are coming to the rescue to solve the problem. Not to mention, because of the high cost of just doing business in general in California, the cost for these products to build homes is higher than in most states, which, hey, Bruce, that adds to the cost of housing. So there are a lot of factors other than the critical shortage, they say, of the homes available. Another thing is, less and less people, although this is kind of a double side, because people are leaving California, but overall, many people are staying in their homes longer because of the mortgage situation and a few other things as well. So anyway, but again, inflicted. Now, I'm going to tie this in with the schools. Some of you may have heard of the town called Oreck. It's in Humboldt County. It's beautiful up there. And they have a school where there's, I believe, only 9 students. And some school closures are happening in California for various reasons. One is the enrollment decline. Again, this school has 9 students, and it expenses $118,000 per student per year, more than 5 times the state average. Okay? Now, California has quite a few schools with enrollment under 100 and higher than average expenses. And, of course, most of these districts are in remote areas, miles from the nearest school. All right? Now, as urban districts grapple with the threat of school closures, there is a challenge that the state has been undergoing about these rural schools. But my point of this is, this town of Oreck, at one time, it was one of the rural towns in California, particularly up in the northern, and I don't mean, you know, if you know Humboldt County, where that is, up through there. it was a pretty good booming local economy. One of the reasons that these towns have begun to disintegrate, basically, is because of the industries that have been lost in these towns. And the reason for some of these industries that were once booming are gone. Now, booms come and go. I understand that. However, you had a, starting in the 70s, a real big push that continues today of environmental groups and their power. And they have helped shut down the logging and mining areas in the state of California that have decimated these towns. So that's a couple of the main reasons, you know, these lumber mills. You know, at one time this town, Orrick, had 7 lumber mills. And that doesn't happen anymore, or it's not happening anymore, which, again, with the help of the environmentalist. And speaking of lumber, here's something for you when I mention the cost of housing. California imports approximately 75 to 80% of its lumber, with the majority of it coming from Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia, Canada. And despite having significant resources for lumber, our forests, particularly again up in those areas, because of the environmental rules, regulations, whatever you want to call them, those industries are scarce. Once again, government influenced. It never stops. So there you have it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, Lewis Assembly. Oh, let's see here. You have to remember, this is on the text, you have to remember what Bruce Gibson said back then. Yes, I helped author the plan. I voted for the plan. I helped implement the plan, but I am not responsible for his failure or his failure of SLO County's homeless situation. I don't remember that, but doesn't sound, you know. Let's see here. Grant is just as much of a sidestep from reality as is Free. Okay. Well, yeah, Grant too. All right. But anyway, those are a couple of things. Again, more of your money, rules and regulations, the you know what coming out of the mouths of he's going away, but this continues to go on. So, all right. Let's see here. We'll go to break here in just a couple of seconds, but couple of things happened on the way in this morning. Chris, you know what I mean when I refer to long-legged rats?
Deer.
Right. Okay. So I have to give this deer credit. As a matter of fact, I rolled down the window and said thank you. It was raining, but I rolled down the window and said thank you because I saw this deer, and he saw me, and he was on the side of the road there in Ranchita Canyon, and I stopped. Because I didn't know where he was going to, you know. He walked to the back of my truck.
He went around.
He went around me. It was almost like he was a decent pedestrian. You know, you see some of these pedestrians are looking across the street and they see you're the only car and they wave you by instead of stopping. You know, that happens once in a while.
I know what you mean. I usually do the same as the deer, though, and I just walk around. Like, if one person's, you know, there at a stop intersection, I just walk around them so that way they can just worry about the cars oncoming.
Right. Okay. So, anyway, so the deer did that, and I rolled down my window. I said, hey, thanks! he didn't acknowledge me back. But, okay, so then I'm going further. Then I'm on Cross Canyon. And for those of you who... you may remember a scene from the original Dracula. When the guest, I forget his name now, he's going up to the castle, and he's in the carriage, and there's a bat in front of the carriage. I mean, you can almost see the string. That's how, you know, that's how old the movie is. So anyway, there is this owl is in front of my truck, and he's windshield. I mean, he's eye level with me, and he dipped down. and he got hit by the front of the truck.
Well, damn.
Yeah. He flew away, though, so I think I just got his tail, or I think maybe he was suicidal. I don't know. But he, so I just got his tail, because it wasn't a thud, and there was no damage to the truck or anything like that. But it was just weird, because, you know, they fly out there all, and, you know, like most birds, you think, okay, they're going to get out of the way, you know, no big deal, and poof. Anyway, so luckily, didn't have the, I had better luck than Barry. Barry did several months ago. I guess one just took off his side view mirror, just did major damage to it. What a mess. Mess in many ways. All right, that's it for your little whatever, and we're gone.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Pastorable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the North Room at Centennial Park. Tonight, the city will discuss the revitalization concept to Larry Moore Park. The council will be presented with the final development plan for Larry Moore Park, an ongoing effort since 2024 with stakeholders and neighboring community members. Supervisor Bruce Gibson has released a detailed statement of his 32 years of making decisions for land use and housing in San Luis Obispo County. Gibson has released a full 45-page document on his reflection from 1994 to 2026 and a shortened, summarized version on the county's website. Gibson says that local decision makers haven't set specific enough policy goals with regards to housing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain this morning, highs in the low 60s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump's ceasefire deadline inching closer to ending Wednesday. Fox's Greg Palcott with more on whether Iran will join the U.S. for another round of negotiations in Pakistan.
There are growing indications that there will be a second round of the U.S.-Iran face-to-face talks amid a lot of tension in the region. As Islamabad, Pakistan preps for the crucial negotiations, the word we're seeing is that Vice President J.D. Vance will travel with the U.S. team for meetings now set for Wednesday.
Another major shakeup in President Trump's cabinet. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer's resigning.
Chavez de Remer's term has been overshadowed at times by a series of misconduct investigations. The deputy secretary, Keith Sonderling, will become acting labor secretary until a nominee is confirmed.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs first round in the East. The Cavaliers ripped the Raptors 115-105 for a 2-0 series lead. Hawks nipped the Knicks 107-106. That series now tied at 1-1. And in the West, the Timberwolves came back from down 19 to rock the Nuggets 119-114, and even that series at a game apiece. Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs becomes the first unanimous winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award, also the youngest at just 22. NHL playoffs, the last of the series openers in Edmonton. The Oilers down the Ducks 4-3. Three other series continued. The Stars top the Wild to even that one at 1-1. Flyers blank the Penguins for a 2-0 series lead as they head back to Philadelphia. And the Hurricanes got by the Senators in double overtime. Jordan Martinook was stopped on a penalty shot in the first OT, but beat Linus Ullmark from the slot in the second extra frame to give Carolina a 2-0 series lead. Baseball, the Dodgers drilled the Rockies 12-3. Max Muncy 4-for-4 with two taters. Dalton Rushing also went deep twice. He's got seven long balls in the last seven games. Blue Jays over the Angels. Dylan Cease struck out a dozen. Braves beat the Nationals for their sixth straight win. Cubs won their sixth in a row, beating the Phillies. Marlins ended the Cardinals' five-game run. Orioles got a 12th-inning grand slam from Leody Taveras to top the Royals. Eight straight L's for KC. Wins for the A's, Astros, Reds, and the Red Sox on Patriots Day. Elsewhere in Boston, John Carrier won the marathon for the second straight year, and Sharon Lochetti repeated as women's champion. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It's coming up once again, the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, May 7th through the 10th. That's Mom's Day weekend. Great food and craft vendors, including festival T-shirts and more. They have home-cooked meals at the Parkfield Cafe. Of course, musical workshops. Lots of great talent out there on stage. And it says here, pets on a leash. Pets okay on a leash, but not in the audience area. All right. And they have the great Sunday morning gospel show as well. So go online, Parkfield Bluegrass, and get the tickets and see all the amenities they have for you. And you can do some camping out there if space has not been reserved yet. So enjoy. All right, 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
North County Weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. Alrighty, what are we looking at? Rain likely till a little bit later on and could get heavy at times. Right now it's a 97%, and we will then have clouds later on. Like the rain will drop down to about anywhere from 25 to 40% late afternoon, and then clouds remaining. Today's highs in the low 60s, overnight lows right near 40. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Wednesday, so we'll dry out a little bit and highs will be in the upper 60s. We'll hit the mid-70s on Thursday, low 70s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday 70, and the same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:23 a.m., 7:41 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. In just 30 seconds, we'll be back with the world-famous Pet Alert and trivia.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got it all. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Let's see here. As we check in to see anything, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report on the World Famous Pet Alert. Chris, have you ever seen the movie Jurassic Park?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay, it's not a bad movie. I think the dad is a goofball, but that's just me. Okay, what is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex?
A chicken. Well, what's the silence?
You got it almost before I was finished.
Because I knew that off the top of my head. I loved Tyrannosaurus Rex when I was a kid. So to be told that it was just a chicken made me a little disappointed in them.
Okay. Well, you didn't also say ostrich, too, because those are the closest, the two closest. Man, that's... Whoa.
Some things I just know for some reason.
Well, it's like me. A lot of things that are extremely important you remember for whatever reason. All right, very good. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Well, that's probably a world record right there. All right, let's go on to a legitimate trivia question here that nobody will be that quick. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, and Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and yes, they are on file. What is the best-selling convertible car of all time? Have you ever wanted a convertible?
So convertible implies that I can put the roof up if I want to, right?
Right.
Okay, then yeah, sure.
Yeah,
if the roof stays off, then absolutely not.
I've always wanted a convertible. Always. Sometimes just don't happen. Maybe if it was free, I could get one. Hi, good morning.
The Mustang.
No, not the Mustang. Nope, not the Mustang. This vehicle is the best-selling convertible of all time. They are cool looking. They are cool looking. My dad had one, Spitfire. It was a piece of garbage. He only kept it 6 months because Mom was going to shoot him. Hi, good morning.
My dad has.
Good morning, the Corvette.
No, not the Corvette. Not the Corvette. Now, that is obviously a dream car for many people, but not the Corvette. Hi, good morning.
My 67 Camaro.
No. The most popular, the best-selling convertible of all time. My goodness. What do you think it is? All right, here we go. To the phone line. Once again, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, the Volkswagen Bug.
No, but that's in the one of the top of the list there. Yeah, people forget that the Volkswagen back then had that. I always thought they were kind of cool looking. Hi, good morning.
One of the top of the list there. Yeah, people forget that the...
Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Well, you were. Int. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's the MG convertible.
No, the MGB Roadster was a very popular, but it's not the top, not the top of all time, the best selling. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
T-Bird.
No, not the T-Bird. Those are cool looking. Hi, you're on trivia.
Hi, I'm going to say it's the Corvair.
No, not the Corvair. Corvair wasn't around long enough to sustain any kind of that. All right, I'll let you know.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the deputy-involved shooting on April 19th. 14-year-old Joseph Munoz made contact with deputies, retreated inside his apartment, and shot a shotgun at deputies. None of them were injured. They fired back, and Munoz was pronounced dead at the scene. County Public Works announced shoulder repairs will continue on PG Canyon Road starting April 27th and going through June 12th. Delays in work will only be performed on weekdays, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain this morning, highs in the low 60s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, here we go, and I'd love to have one of these. The Mazda Miata. That is the best-selling convertible of all time. Others on the list are the BMW 3 Series, the MGB Roadster, the Chevrolet Corvette, and you have the VW Ford Mustang and the piece of junk Triumph Spitfire. All right, two more to go this hour of the Morning Exchange. It was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.